It's another outside the box, feeling our oats. Today's topic is cliches. I'm thinking of throwing my hat in the ring and running for elective office. I was born on the wrong side of the tracks, but that could be a feather in my cap. I'll round up the usual suspects. I've got the good old boy network on my side for sure. It's time to climb on the bandwagon, so come out of the closet and let's talk turkey about supporting my campaign. Here's my rule of thumb if the media give my candidacy the third degree. I won't pass the buck. The buck stops here. I won't sell our state down the river. It'll be no holds barred on all issues. I'll push the envelope and put my nose to the grindstone. No more business as usual. I can cut the mustard. I'll strike while the iron is hot and make hay while the sun shines. But Rome wasn't built in a day. We can't see our state through rose-colored glasses. We don't want to have a chip on our shoulders or steal someone else's thunder. We can't live life in the fast lane or we'll be out for the count. Our state needs to bite the bullet. That'll be my campaign slogan. Previous elected officials have put issues on the back burner, and they've taken us from the frying pan into the fire. They've sold us down the river, fiddled while Rome burns, and poured oil on troubled waters. They've been wolves in sheep's clothing. Their policies have put another nail in our state's coffin. They've brought an ill wind and been the kiss of death for our state. But I'm not counting my election chickens before they're hatched. Pride goes before a fall, and I might be barking up the wrong tree. My opponents will put me over a barrel and read me the riot act. Their spin doctors will have a field day, adding insult to injury and spilling the beans about my skeletons in the closet. So, let's not beat around the bush. The handwriting is on the wall. My being one of the state's big enchiladas is based on a wing and a prayer. I don't want to eat humble pie or have egg on my face. It might be between the devil and the deep blue sea for me to even run. It's not sour grapes, and I'm not mad as a hatter. It's better to just throw in the towel and go back to square one, instead of continuing to the bitter end. So, I may take my hat out of the ring after all. Do you ever use cliches? How often do you think they're helpful? And how often are they overused? I'm Larry Danziger, taking a rain check on the political run, since I could be hoisted on my own petard.